I'm very happy now to welcome Bill Hutchison and Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And we're here to talk about a great event that's happening the day after tomorrow, Thursday the 17th of February. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us.
We had you on last week talking about cats versus dogs, which is better.
We've made up since then.
And it turns out cats are better.
We've come to accord.
Yeah, we're going to try again next year, the dog people. But anyway, both cats and dogs can reproduce in numbers that are so staggering.
Astronomical.
And in order to prevent unwanted dogs from populating the state of New Mexico, overpopulating the state of New Mexico, you have an event called Spay Day.
It's very exciting. It's actually a national event that we take part in every year. This year we'll be doing it on Thursday.
And at the wellness clinic.
At our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic. And it's very exciting. And it's going to be fun. I think it's going
to
be
it's
a mob scene.
It's exciting to take the gonads
no,
off.
No. Everything around it is a lot of fun. And the actual surgery is fine. But it's just one aspect of it.
Okay.
It's very professional.
Yes.
We'll be offering free spay and neuter to the first 100 clients that show up. And we expect people to start lining up probably around 6:30.
Yes.
We'll do check-in from 7 to 10 on Thursday.
And that's at our wellness clinic at 2570 Camino Entrada between Outback Steakhouse and Kohl's. It's also right next door to the resale store. And I'll be entertaining people with coffee and pastries, thanks courtesy of Tribes.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be getting up really early. And
at the thrift store there.
Yes, but I'll have a little cart. And so if they're in line, I'll come get them and bring them coffee, or they can come inside and warm up.
Now, what's happening? Is it actually free?
Yes, totally free.
It's actually free. Not even like free asterisk small print.
No.
It's just plain free.
Free for you.
Yeah, we have a great anonymous donor who is underwriting this event and also sponsoring some surgeries up in Española and four of our veterinary partners that we'll talk about in a minute. But this is absolutely free to the first 100 people that show up. And there's lots of bennies. Not only do you get the free surgery, you get to visit with Ben at Look What the Cat Dragged In.
That's one of the bennies.
A benny. You get the special discount if you are one of the 100. That is only for those 100 surgeries. You'll get the special discount that day at Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Look What the Cat Dragged In is the thrift shop.
It is. Yes.
It's the resale store.
And lots of yummies, thanks to Tribes.
Okay, now, 100 cats or dogs are going to get spayed or neutered. And actually, you should have a contest and see whether there's more cat people or dog people who bring their animals in.
I suspect more cats.
I don't know. I was actually going to say more dogs. Not even in keeping with
I imagine more dogs, too, but I'm trying to encourage people to be
more competitive. Oh, I see. I see the undertone. Okay, let me back
right.
that up. Yes, Ben, I agree. I think we'll have more cats than dogs. We'll just have to see.
Or we might have more dogs than cats, too. That could also be a possibility. But there are a lot of reasons, besides just not getting around to it, why people don't spay and neuter their animals. What are some of those reasons?
Well, first off, I think it's just incredible that people don't just automatically have their animals spayed and neutered when they get a new pet. It's just like unusual that people wouldn't do that. It should be like, oh, we got to get vaccinations, got to have them spayed and neutered. But we do have some really interesting myths and reasons, the top worst reasons why people don't want to have their animals spayed or neutered. And one of them is just one litter and we'll have fluffy spayed. Essentially, it's really good for them to experience the birth. But studies show that nearly the entire pet overpopulation stems from just one litter mentality.
Oh, really?
And there's like zero medical evidence that they should have a litter. This is an old wives' tale.
Very interesting.
One of the things that we hear a lot from people is that, oh, my, I've got a purebred dog. I'm not going to get my purebred dog spayed and neutered. Well, guess what? One out of every four animals that ends up in shelters across the country are purebred. So to imagine that that whether it's a mixed breed or a purebred, that you shouldn't get it altered, there's already too many dogs in this community. Our shelter is full of just about any breed that you can imagine wanting to adopt, we get in at the shelter.
And pure dachshunds, pure Jack Russell Terriers, absolutely. Pure German Shepherds.
Pugs, chihuahuas,
beautiful
golden retrievers, labs, absolutely.
And they're unwanted animals, even though they're purebred.
Unwanted
homeless animals.
Yeah.
Are purebreds easier
Scotties,
to adopt
Westies.
Out?
It really depends. A lot of it is on the personality of the animal. There are some of the small purebred breeds are very desirable to people. So if you're one of the folks who has a tremendous attachment to pugs, for example, which is a breed that I'm always very fond of, or you really like Jack Russells, I'll guarantee you that in an area shelter there is or will shortly be one there for you.
Yeah.
And to imagine that that this sort of pure blood status of your dog would exempt them from the overpopulation problem, it is precisely that kind of thinking that has put this community into. It's part of the thinking that's put it into the overpopulation problem.
One of the things I do secretly late at night is I go to the Dachshund Rescue site and look at who's available, and there's a lot of purebred dachshunds available who don't have homes.
That's like sneaking through online personals when you already have a partner.
Right.
You're cheating on your existing dog.
I didn't curb that habit. No, it's true, but you do what you do. But okay, so what are some of the other myths that people think about when they think, oh, the reasons they think they shouldn't spay or neuter their animals?
A lot of people say we always find a home for the kittens or puppies or it's something like that. And the truth is that there's just an equal number of kittens and puppies at the shelter, as Bill was saying, that fall in that category. Oh, I'll find somebody for them. It's really a burden to have a litter and then expect your friends to pick up a cat or a dog. It's just not fair.
So people say, oh, I'll find a home for that, and maybe they do, maybe they don't, and some of the times they think they'll find a home for it and it ends up in the shelter.
Right, exactly.
And some of the time they do find a home for it, but that person could have gone to the shelter and adopted a dog that still is homeless.
And moreover, you don't always know what's going to happen with that one. Are they going to get that? Are you going to pay for that whole litter to get spayed and neutered? You know, sure, somebody's right. Going to say, oh, absolutely, I promise I'll get them spayed and neutered. But we've seen time and again that those puppies and kittens that you found homes for end up having more puppies and kittens that
right.
our staff has to find homes for. And it puts a tremendous burden on animal welfare organizations throughout this community.
We're talking about Spay Day, which is happening on Thursday the 17th. That's the day after tomorrow. Now, is it one per customer? If you come in with two fertile dogs and you're first in line, can you get them both done?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Yeah, we're gonna take spots until the spots are filled. Spots, as it were.
I had a dog
Spotty
named Spot.
Has a spot.
Yeah, my dog Spot. One of my favorite myths that I hear about, and this one I try to stifle. You know, I believe strongly in the idea that you don't know until you know. So sometimes we encounter people who, especially for those of us that have been in animal welfare like Ben and I for a while, you forget that not everybody, you know, is just so intimately familiar on an instinctive level with the stuff that you've become familiar with. So when I hear people say, I don't want my cat or dog to feel like less of a man and have it neutered, it's very hard for me sometimes not to laugh out loud. But let me tell
Truly,
you,
yes.
Your pet doesn't care. He is not worried about it. He is not caught up in gender or sexuality issues. He is not worried about going to the gym and not looking as buff as the other dogs. It is not a problem. When your pet is neutered, he's going to be healthier and not in the midst of an identity crisis.
And to state the obvious, your dog is not a man.
Absolutely.
Ooh, very good. And just to reiterate about the idea that some people think that if you neuter or spay an animal, that they become fat and lazy. And that's totally not true.
That's
in fact,
not true
too
at
much
all.
Food and not enough exercise makes your pet and yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when Ben recently did a story on Richard Patton, who's a local nutritionist, and I remember talking to him a couple of years ago, and he said that he looks at pets and people, and people who fat, lazy people tend to have fat, lazy pets.
Right.
He said, if you are healthy, then typically your animal will be healthy. And I have certainly found that to be the case for myself, as over the years my metabolism has slowed and my gut has grown, and it definitely has a trickle-down effect.
I have a dog named Honey who's 12 years old, and at a certain point in her youth, she weighed 27 and a half pounds. Now, she's a Jack Russell Terrier. She should weigh 18 pounds. And now she does weigh probably 18, 19 pounds. And we called it, when she lost all that weight, we called it the Honey Domandy weight loss miracle.
Very good.
And the National Enquirer wanted to do a story on her, but she really didn't need that. But
She looks terrible with the black things on her across the eyes,
that's
too.
That's right.
Well, they wanted her to have one of those, you know, halter tops and holding out her blue jeans,
exactly.
Like, right. 2 feet in front of her.
I lost 10 pounds right. in 2 weeks.
I lost 10 pounds and I'm a... No, but you know what it was? Diet and exercise.
Yeah, it's the same thing. For every single mammal, that's what keeps you in shape. Diet and exercise. Getting altered is not going to make your dog fat and lazy. Not walking it and eating crap exactly. is going to make your dog fat and lazy.
And giving it, like, all kinds of treats all the time because they look up at you with those big eyes.
Yes, precisely.
Yes, they train us quite well. And the other idea that goes on with that if you fix it or spay your animal, that it'll change its personality, which is not true at all. The primary influence on an animal's personality is the kindness and care which it receives from us.
Or lack thereof, unfortunately.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I have to say, my little Jack Russell, whose name is Milk, we had him neutered when he was 4 years old, I mean 4 months old, which is around the time that I got him. And he is, I mean, if dogs can be masculine, feminine, which you can, there's some debate about that, but there has never been a more masculine dog than this little gonad-free terrier.
Without a doubt. I think that tends to be absolutely true. And I've seen, yeah, we see it time and time again that, I mean, on a related note, we have people say, like, oh, I need my dog's a guard dog. If we spay or neuter him, if we neuter my dog or spay this dog, they're not going to protect us.
That's not true.
Dogs are hardwired. Since we as a species began, dogs have been hardwired to protect us and their homes. Their personalities are guided much more by their genetics than they are about whether they are able to make little versions of themselves.
And if only that were true, I wouldn't be having so much trouble with my little boy Jimmy, who is just is neutered right away, and he's still very much a guard dog.
Yeah, they bark. I mean, a dog who's going to do that will bark at everything, gonads or no.
Yes.
Yes. My girlfriend's sister has a tiny, tiny little chihuahua called Oliver. And Oliver has been neutered since he was very, very young. And he is so territorial that, of course, in typical dog fashion, he will bark, for example, when the UPS man comes to deliver a package and then leaves. And then when you bring the package in, he will savagely and viciously attack that package for invading his territory. This dog
and because it was brought by an invader.
That's right. This dog protects his territory and does not like stray boxes entering his home. Stranger danger, says Oliver.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, the dachshund who is my little puppy, my little dog, if somebody comes over, he'll bark at them until they scratch his head and then it's okay. But then if they go to the bathroom and come back out again, he'll bark at them all over.
Where did you come from?
Anyway, okay. So there's a myth. Spay and Neuter is what we're talking about. Spay Day is Thursday, February 17th at the Spay Neuter Clinic on Camino Entrada here in Santa Fe. So what are some of the other myths?
Well, first I wanted to say if people had any questions about Spay Day, they should call the clinic at 474-6422.
And we'll give that number again at the end of the show.
And we're really grateful to, we have four veterinary clinics in town who are helping us. We're making the appointments for them, so you don't need to give them a call. But the Animal Wellness Center, Dr. Joan Moreau's clinic, the El Dorado Animal Clinic, BCA Arrighetti, and Emergency Vet Clinic Specialty Center, all four of those clinics are donating some of their time and doctors to help us out with this event. And
nice.
We really couldn't be more grateful. It's a project not just of animal welfare agencies, but a lot of people who care about animals. And certainly our area vet clinics are an incredibly important part of that.
And they love them so much, but they don't want, everybody knows excess is not what we want. We want just the unique ones that are there.
Precisely.
Do you have some more myths, Bill? I'm sure you do.
I do. One of the things that we hear a lot is, I've got this great dog. It's just the most wonderful dog. And I just want my dog or my cat to have a litter just so I can have, because I know one day they'll die and I just want to have another one just like them. Well, friends, look at your own parents and look at yourself.
Ouch.
Ain't going to happen. You know, and that sometimes it's a blessing and sometimes it's a curse. To imagine that our pets, like us, are going to have, certainly there are similarities. You've got your mom's eyes, or every so often you hear yourself say something that would come out of your dad's mouth. But on the whole, you know that you are your own separate and completely unique individual. Our dogs and cats are no different. It isn't going to happen. Even we were talking before we went on the air, saying, well, you could have them cloned. Mm-hmm. But it's always interesting to look at some of the Chance the Bull and Dolly the Sheep, some of these animals that have been cloned, to hear the people who knew the first animal and the cloned animal to say, though they came from precisely the same DNA, their personalities were so drastically different.
Well, I know identical twins whose personalities are different.
Amen. It isn't going to happen.
And not only that, as we were saying, that the Shelter is full of these unique animals, cute and unique animals, that really are in danger of losing their lives in some ways if they're not adopted or if they're running around stray or something like that. But my dog, Zach, we got from an animal shelter because he looked exactly like my dog, Beta. Beta was a Shar Pei Dalmatian mix. This was a Shar Pei, I know, it's incredible, Shar Pei Lab mix. And somebody had happened to notice him and says, you have to adopt this dog because he looks exactly like your own dog. Well, I'm not kind of that way. I don't really need a dog that looks exactly like a dog. But when we did meet him, he was just a wonderful dog. And
yeah,
he did look like Beta.
If you're looking for, that I think is, that's to Ben's point, if you're looking for a particular kind of personality, you're more likely to find it by going to look at this wide palette of personalities that is in your local animal shelter than you are by adding to the overpopulation problem by tossing the dice that Honey is going to have a little Honeyette. It ain't going to happen. Honey Junior does not exist anywhere except in our minds.
Well, and if you like the qualities of breeds, and certainly breeds do have certain qualities, I love dachshunds, and I'll probably always have dachshunds from now on. You can still go adopt
more
another dachshund.
Without
you don't have to.
I think
have
you should marry Charlotte. Another dachshund would be great for your life.
No comment.
But I do. Wait, there's one more myth that I thought was a really good one that people, you know, they want their children to witness the miracle of a birth.
Oh, that one sends me to the moon.
Yeah, and can you tell me why? But, you know, for one thing, I'd say get a video. The other one is.
The whatever benefit your kiddo gains from witnessing the miracle of birth is definitely certainly overwhelmed by the fact that there are the unhappiness that overpopulation creates.
Exactly.
So it tends to be, and I'll couch this a little bit in apology, and I mean no offense to anybody who has thought this or who has done this, but. It's certainly one of the more selfish reasons. And while it may be fascinating for your kiddo to see this, I'll guarantee that what you're doing is adding to the pain and suffering to dogs and cats that are already enduring more pain and suffering because of us than any species ever ought to be asked to shoulder. So if you really want to see the miracle of life of dogs and cats, volunteer at the shelter, and as Ben says, rent a video.
Or books. There's plenty of books on this.
Yeah, there's lots of books. There are more ways to both witness the miracle of life and actually give something back to your community rather than witnessing the miracle of birth and adding greater burden and suffering to the world. And it's such a sad and hard thing to say, but with Ben and I coming from the animal welfare world and so many caring people in this community, who recognize this fact, it's simply indefensible.
We're talking to Bill Hutchison and Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society about Spay Day.
I like the Antiface Animal Shelter, which I think is what she almost did. That's good. And there are lots of good reasons to do it. Like, we have an awesome medical team. We have a really good, skilled, capable medical team.
Lots of great veterinarians in line to help out with this really terrific day.
Absolutely, and great volunteers. So your friends and neighbors are going to be at the clinic on Thursday helping out with recovery and making sure that this tremendously high standard of care that we pride ourselves on does not flag even for a moment that we're doing 100 plus spays and neuters on this day.
So any other myths, any other reasons that people give you? Oh, what do I know is they say, oh, it's not natural.
Yeah, whenever I hear that, I think about my pug, and I want to say, if you think it's not natural to spay and neuter, look at a pug, look at a Shar Pei, and tell me that this is natural.
Yeah. I mean, there hasn't been anything natural about dogs and cats for hundreds of years.
It's our responsibility to care for them in the best way we can. What I think is natural is wanting to reduce the amount of suffering in the world. That is, I think that's something
not only natural, but responsible. I mean,
precisely.
We're really talking about our community, animals that are unaltered. Are, you know, they run, they, you know, they get loose, they run, they attack, you know, they form, I couldn't say they attack, but they do, you know, they get into heat. Have you ever experienced an animal in your family that has gone into heat?
Oh my God, a cat in heat?
They yowl, yeah, they do, it's just
well, stressful. And also your male dogs just run all over the place.
Exactly.
It's very hard to keep
them.
They'll
jump over the fence, that's just take off. And
certainly some of them will do it anyway, but they're at least if for some reason your animal pops over your fence and running around the neighborhood, if it's spayed or neutered, it's not going to be getting knocked up, and it's not going to be knocking someone else up.
And it's not spraying, you know. Male cats that aren't neutered, they typically spray everywhere to mark their territory. You're not going to get that as much.
Yeah. We see from time to time in the shelter folks who are breeding their pit bulls for to sell the pups, etc. And it's a very, very difficult for us to think, very, very difficult thing for us to see, partly because one in five animals that comes into the shelter unwanted is a pit bull or pit bull mix.
Yeah.
And because there are simply so many animals in need of homes already that this breeding is not... some folks do it as a backyard business. There's just really... I genuinely believe that if individuals who were doing this understood the suffering that they were contributing to the animal world and the struggles, the true struggle that happened in the doors of animal welfare organizations, that no decent, kind person could do this. And I think it is precisely decent, kind people who are ready to do the right thing but simply don't have the funds to do it that we're really hoping will be there on Thursday morning to take advantage of this service.
And that's why it's such a wonderful event that we just have decided just to make it special.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. A real event. One of the other myths that I think a lot of people have in mind is that it's simply too expensive to have your pet spayed or neutered. Certainly on Thursday, it's going to be absolutely free. But our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic offers low prices all year round. And especially if you are struggling, if your household makes less than $40,000 a year, if you're on any kind of public assistance, then we have super duper low prices. If you have mixed brown dogs, if you have cats, etc., then there are special prices for you.
But think about the costs of not spaying or neutering your animal. It's really cost effective, because if you don't spay or neuter your animal, you think about the cost of having and caring for a litter, and also what it costs, you know, when your unneutered tom escapes and the animal control has to pick up your stray dog who's looking after that dog in heat. It's just crazy.
We'd rather you spend your money on having a really good relationship, personal relationship, with one of our local area veterinarians who are superb at what they do. You know, that is what your money should go to, not necessarily all these other extraneous and avoidable costs that Ben's talking about.
Let's look at the comparative costs of, on the one hand, spaying your animal, and on the other hand, spaying the puppies or kittens that come out.
Without a doubt.
Instead of spaying all those puppies and kittens, just adopt one animal.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
If you might as well. The comparative cost of spaying an animal versus just adopting an existing one.
Yeah.
Probably is not that different.
And certainly it really isn't. Our adoption fees range from $35 to a little bit over $100 for an adorable youngster. And you'd be hard-pressed to find spay-neuter surgeries for that price. And I think, too, about the reality that so many of our animals face is that they are competing for a finite amount of space in this community. And you've got really lovely, wonderful animals who are struggling to be seen and to be, you know, to be loved by people who will bring them into their homes. Don't make it harder for them.
And I think one point somebody made to me a long time ago is about if you really are concerned about getting your animal spayed or neutered, you should come to the shelter and see just how much how many animals there struggle because somebody wasn't responsible and took the initiative.
Any day of the week, we've got between 200 and 300 animals living in the shelter being cared for by a staff who bears the burden of this. And friends, these are your friends, these are your neighbors, your cousins, your brothers, your uncles, your sisters who do this really hard work. And I think of it even in terms of our recent KSFR fund drive. It is a community issue. I think there sometimes is this misapprehension that overpopulation is a shelter problem. It is not, indeed. It is a community problem, which means the solution also comes out of the community, and that's very, very exciting.
Gentlemen, I believe you've made your case.
Hurrah.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So the spay day is happening this Thursday, the 17th of February. Free spay-neuter services to the first 100 clients to arrive, and number 101 can still take advantage of the low prices at the spay-neuter clinic. Low-cost vaccinations and microchips also are available, and I have to say, since I had my three little dogs microchipped, I feel more secure because I take their collars off at night because they go jingle, jangle, jingle, and it wakes me up. And sometimes during the day, somebody will come to the door, open the front gate, a dog will run out, and you know that your dog will be found, even if it's not identified.
From the standpoint of the shelter, we scan every animal at least a couple of times. If your critter has a chip, it will be coming home to you.
Yeah.
On Thursday, if you want to get in on this deal, make sure that you are there early. Check-in is between 7 and 10, but I would be thinking more on the 7 end of things, less so on the 10 end of things, and we'll have your critter ready to go home between 3:30 and 5:30.
One-stop shopping.
That's right, and special deals at Look What the Cat Dragged In, lots of refreshments.
And between 7 a.m. and 3:30, you can go shopping.
Without a doubt.
Because you're right near Kohl's.
Might as well hang out there.
Santa Fe Place.
And especially at Look What the Cat Dragged In, all of Ben's good stuff.
Look What the Cat Dragged In. That's a wonderful place.
If your dog or cat is 8 weeks to 5 years, you are eligible for this. Older dogs and cats, we want to see you first for just to make sure that it's going to be safe for you. But if your little one is over 8 weeks or under 5 years and weighs more than 2 pounds, get in there early on Thursday morning. If you have questions, give a call, 474-6422. That is our clinic number. And thanks again to our veterinary partners, El Dorado Animal Clinic, the Animal Wellness Center, the Emergency Vet Clinic and Specialty Center, and Arrighetti VCA.
474-6422, Bill Hutchison and Ben Swan. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe and for the service you do for the community, animal and human.
Mary Charlotte, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.